Demons, A Nameless Detective Mystery by Bill Pronzini. Read by Nick Sullivan.
Yes, there is a devil. Of that there is no doubt. But is he trying to get in us, or is he trying to get out? Old Rhyme. Chapter 1. I said, I don't like divorce work, Joe. You know that. The only time I'll do it is when I need money, and right now I don't need money. Kay doesn't want a divorce, DeFalco said. Same kind of dirty job. You won't have to take photos or make tapes or anything like that. Find out who the woman is. That's essentially it. Essentially? Well, there is a minor complication. There are always complications, and they're usually not so minor. What's this one? I'd better let her tell you. Uh-huh. So, I find out the woman's identity, then what? Kay confronts her? She's not violent, if that's what you're thinking. I sighed. Talk it over woman to woman, appeal to the dolly's sense of decency and fair play. Right? Something like that. And what if the girlfriend won't give him up? Kay's at the end of her rope. If she can't put an end to the affair herself, she'll walk. Yeah. No, she will. You don't know her. I do. I thought, nobody knows anybody. Not really. We don't even know ourselves. But I didn't say it. DeFalco sat slouched in the client's chair across my desk, watching me with his shrewd reporter's eyes. He doesn't look like a newspaper man, nor for that matter does he look Italian. He looks like Pat O'Brien.